I feel like anyone else, me, Alan Smith, where we publicly stories about the Evening Express today, because although it was off that day, I didn't go for a paper until after supper time, and lo and behold, there was no P&J's left, so it had to be deemed with an Evening Express, I'm afraid. You know, apologies if it's maybe a bit more racier maybe than the P&J, but we'll get a go anyway. So, front page paper today is Council urged to give jobs to Stuart & Mill staff. So, this is some trade unions lad says this move would save money. But it's just a headline in the front of the paper, there's a wee story inside. And Council chiefs have been urged to hire construction workers left jobless after the demise of Stuart & Mill Group instead of paying millions to private contractors. The West Hull-based house builder collapsed into administration on Monday, leaving 217 folk out of work with immediate effect. It came after Stuart Mill Group's bank rejected two offers for the business, one of which is believed to be from the firm's founder and owner, Stuart Mill, and pulled all of its funding. Running dozens of projects across Scotland and England, the group was established in 1975 and put up for sale in April 22. Insolvency experts with Tenio Financial Advisory appointed as joint administrators for Stuart & Mill Group and six of its subsidiaries said 112 employees will be retained for now. But however, the future of the firm's project that are yet to be built remains unclear, and hundreds of other subcontractors' jobs are also at risk. So, very, very bad, but the Council co-leader Ian Yule said that the hire in-house staff as well as external contractors according to its need for each project and stressed their teams are under constant review. All decisions are made to best serve the folk Aberdeen. While he expressed concern for the mass job loss at SMG, he didn't confirm whether hiring the workers is an option. He said the council and other agencies involved have a well-practiced routine for finding a significant loss of jobs like this, and we'll do our best to support those affected. So we'll see if it happens in the future, but you know, I think they could do a lot worse. Maybe we can get some of that Stuart & Mill boys in, it'd be a hell of a lot quicker than some of the council lads, we'll just say, maybe. Now here's a Super Cup super goof, pits Dons, fans, heeds in hand. So a lack of Scottish football knowledge caused a Welsh contestant on the Chase TV quiz show dearly. Presenter Bradley Walsh was surprised after a contestant failed to identify the Dons as 1983 Super Cup winners. Marcus from Neath in South Wales admitted he was not into football, but Aberdonian viewers will have had their heads in their hands after his answer. He was cruising on his journey to add in a cool £6,000 to his team's prize pool. But he hit a stumbling block after being asked about Aberdeen's major achievement 40 years ago. Only one question away from the money, he was asked in 1983, Alex Ferguson managed which Scottish club when it won the UEFA Super Cup. Narrowing it down, he was presented with three options, Celtic, Rangers and Aberdeen. But Marcus, swithering at 22 Glasgow Giants, eventually picked Celtic. It prompted an exaggerated roll of the eyes from Walsh, who couldn't believe his ears. Chaser Sean Wallace didn't miss over and gave the contestant a footband history lesson afterwards. Reeling off the greats, he reminisced about Don's heroes such as Alex McLeish, Jim Leighton, Willie Miller and Mark McGee. Walsh, intrigued, asked if ex-Scotland manager Gordon Strachan also lifted the cup, which Sean Walsh said Sean Wallace said he did. So Aberdeen's victory over Hamburg not long after their Cup winners' cup over Real Madrid is the club's greatest achievement, and even that should have filtered through to Wales. Even by now, you would have thought, but maybe a rugby lad. Now here's a new cop pup has a DNA to make a grade. So Bobbies have introduced the latest recruit to join Paw Patrol in Aberdeenshire. A young pup called Eva has been brought in to help tackle crime across the northeast. The tiny German Shepherd is one of the first dogs to join the force in Aberdeenshire this year. Eva should be a great addition to the Bobbies, as both her parents are sports dogs and she also has police dog relatives. She was given to the force by Lelisha German Shepherds. Eva is named after the first dog that Lelisha German Shepherds bred, who also went on to be a Bobbies dog. Now the puppy is off to start her training as she builds her skills to become a police dog. During the early stages, she will be exposed to varying challenging environments to build her confidence and develop her natural traits and abilities. She has replaced former police dog Yogi in Aberdeen for his left of force. Maybe he can get to retire early, same as the Bobbies maybe. Sharing the news on social media, the Police Scotland North East Facebook page wrote, "Say hello to our newest recruit, hashtag TPD, must be trainee police dog Eva, from Lalisha German Shepherds, local to Aberdeen. She's been kindly gifted to us from a generous member of the public. Her mother and father are both sports dogs and have police dog relatives. We reckon she's going to be great." Well, there's a picture of her in the paper, and a little wee toot of a thing. I think she would, you know, probably lick you to death as muckle as anything just now, but I'm sure she'll learn the skills she needs to be a good police dog and, you know, hunt do-nut criminals and give him a good bite in the back of the leg. Now, here's a Clas Camut for wind farm plans. So, plans for a wind farm in Aberdeenshire are set to face legal action for a conservation group concerned about wildcat protection. Swedish power company Vattenfall received approval for its 77 megawatt Klaschendarich 2 wind farm in June last year. Located aside Huntly, the wind farm will include 14 turbines with a top height of about 590 feet. God almighty. Generating enough electricity to power 55,000 houses. The project is close to another wind farm operated by Vattenfall, which features 18 turbines and was completed in 2015 at a cost of £62 million. However, conservation group Wildcat Haven fears it could endanger the local wildcat population and has pursued a judicial review of the approval. The petition is set to be heard on Thursday, January the 18th at the Court of Session in Edinburgh. Wildcat Haven director Paul O'Donoghue told BBC Scotland News the wind farm would be potentially catastrophic for the animals. The Scottish wildcat is listed as critically endangered in a 2019 report by Nature Scott, determined the wild population in Scotland is no longer viable. So, well, Lord knows what will happen with this now, but I think I have seen one or two wildcats in the long distant past, but certainly not muckle new, and unless you sneak up a hen and get his tail a rug, then they're all wild after that. Now here's anti-car policies driving shoppers face city centre. So controversial transport policies could see shoppers abandon Aberdeen city centre once and for all, campaigners have warned. A recent survey found that 87% of respondents believe the council's current policies are damaging the city. More than 800 folk took part in the unofficial poll organised amid continuing resistance to recent changes, and a staggering 81% of respondents oppose Aberdeen's bus gate scheme. Well, if I'd contributed, I would have voted against it. Nah. Meanwhile, about two-thirds said they do not support a planned low-emission zone aimed at excluding high-polluting vehicles from parts of the city centre for June. Local campaigner David Lang, if I organised the survey, said the results demonstrate that council chiefs are out of touch with public sentiment. They are not looking at if folk really went, he said. 83% of folk fumed that Aberdeen had become anti-car, with 11% disagreeing with Mr. Lang's suggestion and 6% torn on the matter. Asked if they believed the recent policies were damaging to the city, 87% said yes, 10% said no, and 3% were not sure. Yeah, 47% of folks said they would prefer road and pavement improvements to be the council's priority. So next time they're having a fine meeting, they'll be fine pots of tea and biscuits. They'll have to take us maybe and have a look at this survey, because I think it's good to listen to the folk who'd voted yeah, and they're just going and do things to say you think it's a good idea for your own point of view. But anyway, the councillor were in the agreement with us now, Councillor Massey, and the councillor said 2045 is a challenging target for the council to hit, especially considering the backlash for this issue. Councillor Co Okay, Council co-leader Ian Yule highlighted the authority's end study, which is running until Friday. He said there's a huge amount of scope for folk to feed their views into that, but on it and all aspects of the local transport plan. We'd encourage folk to complete our consultation to help us ensure we have a transport plan that works for all of Aberdeen. To take part in the council survey, visit the consultation aberdeen.gov.uk/planning/LTS and visit surveymonkey.com. ABZ Transport Survey. Christ, if you can mind that. you could nearly have driven around the bus gates in that time, but anyway, if you're interested, then that's the place to vote and have your say. And I think I'm just going to do that very thing right after this podcast is done. And I'll just finish up with Sport as Normal. The back page paper today is Aberdeen's assistant manager, Steve Agnew, says strikers like Miowski are hard to find. So he says, a clinical finisher with unbelievable movement like Bojan Miowski is hard to find. He's been tracked by Celtic and English championship side Southampton, with a view to a potential January transfer window bid. The 24-year-old is also understood to be in the radar of clubs in Germany, Spain and Italy, but Aberdeen are obviously going to hang on to him. So, well, we'll see. Obviously, at the end of the day, money speaks, and if, you know, they're in a new stadium, then players like him, will maybe if they get a good offer, he might be on his way, and there'll be a few more bricks for the new stadium when it comes along, but here's hoping they can hang on to him for the rest of the season at least, and you know, help him to get up the table a bit. So come on, Aberdeen. No, that's me done for today. That was a wee puckly story as today's Evening Express today. So you know, a bit slightly different angle and things maybe, although to be fair, nowadays the Evening Express comes out the same time as the P&J. It's in the shops at the same time, back at 7 in the morning, the day's paper and the evening paper at the same time. So the only difference is, the price for one in the Evening Express is now about half as thick as the P&J, and the P&J is half as thick as what it used to be. So, you know, happy mean the Evening Express is a bit more like Inverurie Squeak used to be back in the day. But anyway, very, very Carl Moche day in the Aberdeen Shire race at Lincoln Tor in Verurie anyway. Thought it was half a day, it was very busy. It was up at the COVID centre, getting a COVID and a flu job, and me and my wife both got that, and then we was at the photograph place, getting my photograph done for my new passports, because my passports are about to run out, so I was getting that done, and so very high tech now. They just give you a code to put on the thing online, and then the government can pick up your photos after that code. So I think I made a very cunning plan today, and I get doing dressed up with a black jersey and a white t-shirt. So, you know, the photographs looks a bit like a minister, I would say. And you know, hopefully I'll get my through. If there's only dilly dallying at the gates any time, and I'll see like a man of the cloth through, even though I might be worse a wee for a drink at the time. Busy all day, and was up to skipping afternoon, getting rid of all Christmas tree and a couple of other things. So you know, go the day. But absolutely perishing it has been for sure. So anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it. And if you let anybody care, they can follow us on Spotify. That's the thing to do. And you know, they'll never miss an episode if I had not. If you could do that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.